via prayers. I'm glad to be here and to be blessed by the saints, by the testimonies, by the word, by the songs. And I come stand before you tonight with fear and trembling, when that I need the Lord every step of the way. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, I'm pretty blessed, Lord, we have. Pray and have your way, we pray the Father. And feed our hearts, we pray. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say it further. This is a great salvation. And God created mankind for a specific purpose. After the Lord made everything, thought it was good, he spoke them into existence. With mankind, it was a little bit different. A decision was made. And God said, let us make man in our own image, and after our own likeness, and let them have dominion. So man was a special created being. A lot of care was taken in man's creation. Before God created the world, he had some great plans for mankind. The Bible brings it up. God understood that man would fall. But before man fell, God put into place a great salvation, be available to all men. The Bible says he would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Thank the Lord. So salvation is just the beginning. There is a lot to learn about God. Thank the Lord. So, and to that end, let's read in Ephesians chapter 1. Let the Bible speak for itself. I take note that God calls certain men and lay upon their shoulders awful responsibility. And God means for them to do that work. God told Jeremiah, you're going. Don't tell me you're a child. Because before I formed you in the womb, I knew thee. Before you came out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee to do the work. Moses, that's the work. Came down to the Apostle Paul. Who would believe when he came on the scene that he would be such a mighty warrior for the gospel? That man shall stamp out the name of Christ with everything he's got in his body. But he was God's chosen vessel. And God laid on this man some awful responsibility. Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Paul said that. But here in chapter 1 of Ephesians, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, the saints which are at Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Praise the Lord. According as he has chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy. Sinful mankind, and without blame before him in love. So it took a great salvation. Praise the Lord. What was God after? Let's read on. Having predestinated us to the adoption of children, all right, God was looking for children. Would be just like him. So God would take sinful failure, remake them in the very image of his son. Amen. Yeah. According to the good pleasure of his, what a blessing, the good pleasure of his will, the praise of the glory of his grace, praise the Lord, when he has made us accepted in the beloved. Thank God for Jesus, the precious Lamb of God, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of the grace of God. There have been some very wicked men who are in heaven today. Yeah. Paul said, yeah, I was the chief of sinners. Praise God. But the great mercy and goodness of God. In this salvation, God has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. This thing was well put together. You can get saved and stay saved, clear to the end. That's the will of God. Amen. That's the will of God. Okay. Thank the Lord. Having made known unto us the mystery. This thing was a mystery that was kept secret from the foundation of the world. It was not known in other ages by the prophets and all. It's never known. Not even the angels knew. Praise the Lord. But having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure, the purpose in himself, that in the dispensation, the gospel dispensation, fullness of time, you gather together in one, praise God, all things in Christ. One more time, thank God for Jesus. Praise the Lord. This gathering into one. Who all is in this gathering? Let the Bible speak. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 22 says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. Unto the city of the living God. Praise God. Well, where is that city? Anyone know? The heavenly Jerusalem. To and, so in this union, this oneness, an innumerable company of angels. The general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. People whose names are written in heaven. Yes. And to God in his oneness. God is there. Judge of all. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. And to Jesus. All is involved in this oneness. Praise the Lord. God gathered together in one. But a great work of redemption. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. To Jesus, the mediator of the new, thank God for the new covenant. Yes. Praise the Lord. To the blood of sprinkling, praise God for the shed blood of Jesus. Yes. Someone said the blood will work a perfect cure, will cleanse the heart and keep it pure, the precious blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we see that God had a plan to things seem like God got way out of hand, didn't it? But praise God for his mighty works and for his grace. God told by the prophets that I'll do a marvelous work which you will not believe, but man shall declare unto you. This is a marvelous salvation. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Now God has a work to bring this thing to pass. Gathering together in one all things in Christ. Verse 11 says, in whom also ye have obtained an inheritance. Not only God saved us, but he also provided for us an inheritance. Praise the Lord. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things according to the counsel of his own will. So God is doing this, his own good pleasure and will, thank God. Now, that we should be to the praise of his glory. I want to say the greatest institution ever made under heaven is the church of the living God, the pillar, the ground of truth. It's the only one that was going to survive the awful judgment of God. The only one, when everything is all destroyed, burned up, whatever, we'll be still standing. Praise the Lord. Because it's the house that Jesus built. Praise God. Okay, now. So, in this house, in this salvation, our lives must glorify God in the highest. Because we are His workmanship. Right? His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God ordained that we should walk in them. Thank the Lord. So when God saves us, it's not just sit down and, well, I'm saved. You have an awful lot of work to do. The Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Thank the Lord. All right. So now the Bible says, in whom you also trusted that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed. Now I marvel at the word believe. It caused me some consternation. That's the word, right word? Say what? This word believe, a lot of things saying about believe. The law says, he that believeth stand on me hath everlasting life. So just something happening in my head. So what does this word believe mean? Someone asked the Lord, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? The Lord said, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. So, what does the word believe mean? We'll tell you all what it involves. Believe involves denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following Jesus. It involves entering in at a straight gate. All these things involved in the word belief. In belief, truly believing God produce a specific kind of works. Show me your faith without your works. If I truly believe in Christ, I'm going to pursue him with all my heart. That's what's involved in believing. So after that, ye believe. It qualifies you to receive the inheritance. In other words, you were sealed, you were sanctified, in other words. What kept Israel out of entering into Canaan was, it was unbelief. Unbelief comes from, the scripture says, an evil heart. The Bible says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, purify your heart, double-minded. So believing in Christ involves having singleness of heart. Thank the Lord. So, for us to get all this inheritance, we must first believe. Right. That involves, if ye continue in my word, then in my disciples indeed, ye shall know the truth shall make you free. That's believing. After that ye believe, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The thing that you will not receive until after that you are sanctified. You cannot accomplish all the word of God for your life unless you are sanctified. It's part of your salvation experience. Okay. This sealing says it is the earnest of our inheritance. Sanctification. Paul says to Thessalonians, this is the will of God, even your sanctification. For us to bring glory to God in the highest, we have to move on to the second work. Yes. So, the earnest, what's an earnest? Somebody help me. What's the earnest? Is it like you bought a house and they give you some kind of document that it's yours? It will be yours as long as you keep paying the mortgage. It's yours. So we have something tangible we can hold on to. That after this life, I'm going to heaven. I have an experience of this thing right now, but it's a foretaste, and I'm going to get fullness beyond. Praise the Lord. So Paul writing to these people, they were in the experience. So Paul said, now, verse 15, listen to verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you. When Paul saw the Lord working, saving and sanctifying souls, establishing believers, yes, he saw a lot of fruit of his labor. He was a happy man. I give God thanks. Praise the Lord. Yes, making mention of you, my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, listen carefully to the scriptures, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Because once you get saved, you're just starting out. There's a lot to get a hold of. Because God wants his name glorified and people saved and settling in the truth. It involves us living a holy life. Yeah. It's involved with the world seeing the oneness Christ prayed for. When this thing is in full swing, people get saved. Just like in the morning time. Amen. People can see the living, vibrant church of God. You will see it in the early morning. So with all these things mentioned right here, we need these things. So Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. The Bible says we need an awful lot of wisdom. You know that? It's in the scriptures. The Lord says, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We need to come, like scripture says, to the knowledge of the truth. We're going to read on. We're going to show some more scriptures that bring this thing out a little bit more clear. But it is very important that we be growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord. We don't want to take a lot of time because I know a lot of going to cover. Anyway, God wants to enlighten the eyes of our understanding. I want to exhort our young, your newly saved. Now that you are saved, the Bible says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Take time to carefully read your Bible. Feed upon the word of God. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. You don't have strength of your own. You need the grace of God day by day. Thank the Lord. Spend much time in prayer. The Lord says, watch ye therefore and pray always. Right, you all said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Something you don't have to enter into, but you have to keep a careful walk with the Lord. Thank the Lord. All right. There's a lot to learn. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know some things. God wants to reveal himself to us. Yes. Every one of us. This is for every saint. That ye may know what is the hope of his calling. Hope is very important. The Bible says one place that ye may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. That when things come your way, when troubles come that would appall, when other buildings round you fall, you can rest in Christ. You're all in all, for your home is on the rock. We read some saints in the early morning church. I remember this one sister we read of. She was kind of feeble among the saints. And they were concerned about her because she was going to be tortured. Whether or not she would hold up. So they put her on the rack and they stretched her. And the person who was afflicting her, he worked and worked and he wore himself out and she did not murmur or repine. The amazing grace of God. Don't worry about what's happening in the world or around you. Just get a deep and close walk with the Lord. You'll see through whatever. Paul says, I am persuaded. Neither death nor life, and naming a lot of awful things, none of these things can separate from the love of Christ. Not what's happening out there, the love of Christ you have in you. In other words, praise the Lord. So he wants us to know what the riches of the glory of this inheritance that he's giving us in the saints. Thank the Lord. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us? Who believe? Lord, help us to truly believe. Thank the Lord. Amen. So, let's fast forward a little bit because there's a lot of ground to cover. Chapter 3, Paul speaking, says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. God gave Paul, what can I say, a specific dispensation of grace and power. An anointing. I don't know what to say. But a large portion to do an effective work among the Gentiles. He was specifically called to be the apostle of the Gentiles, and that man did a thorough job. Paul said something in his chapter that called me to marvel. He said, if you have heard of the dispensation of grace of God that has given me to your word, or that by revelation, he made known unto me the mystery. He revealed to Paul. As I wrote before in a few words, which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That the Gentile, that's us, should be fellow heirs. What's an heir? Talk about an important person, right? The king's son. Or whoever. Or maybe somebody who owns some big whatever. Their children are heirs. But to be called an heir of God, what do you think that means? Have you ever think about that? And joint heir with Christ? And it involved the Gentiles? Praise the Lord. That's us, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of the office promised in Christ by the gospel, whereof I have made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of his power. What I saw the last few nights was this. It was the effectual working of God in the ministers, and I saw many people come to the altar and get some serious help. This is the work of God. See, same power that would save us and keep us all the way if. We'll come to the if later on. Okay, so Paul says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Yes. There are some things that money just cannot buy. Money is not the most important thing in the world. That's right. The riches of Christ. The Bible says, what it said about Moses? The riches of Christ. This riches, Lord help us. The Bible says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. There's no substitute for the divine wisdom. There are many foolish rich people. Do you know that? Money itself can make a fool out of you. The Bible says, they that will be rich, what happened to them? They fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish, there it goes, and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. But Lord, help us get a hold of the true riches. to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see. That's a big job, isn't it? That's Paul's job, was to make all men see. What is the fellowship of the mystery? Lord help us. Back to the fellowship, this oneness. John says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, what happened? Where fellowship come from? It comes from walking in the light as he is in the light. John says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, we have seen with our eyes, we have had with our own hands, and we proclaim unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, help me, Lord, was manifested unto us. And this is the message that we heard of him, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And John says, our fellowship is where? With the Father, Lord help us, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So this is what involved this fellowship with God himself. Can two walk except they be agreed? This, one more time I'll say, is a great salvation. We've been called to fellowship, into the fellowship of the Father and the Son. We do so when we walk in the light as he is in the light. If we walk in the light as he's in the light, then we have fellowship. So Paul says to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Psalm number 9, which says, how sweet this bond of perfectness, the wondrous love of Jesus, a pure foretaste of heaven's bliss, O fellowship so precious. God over all, and in us all, and through each holy brother, no power of earth or hell withal can rend us from each. This, that's the fellowship. Lord, think number 35 says, somebody help me out with a song. There's a peaceful valley of decision found where unbroken fellowship and love do what? Abound. Those Edenite saints, thank God for the truth. They found something. It was the very hand of God. It was a move of God, but what nobody said. That came down from God out of heaven. And with it, the right songs. The Bible says the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion, and we have the songs. Where unbroken fellowship and love abound. The Paul says to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. We can't see it in an unsanctified life. We're going to come into the fullness. They didn't have it by them because it says, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God. Hid in God. Created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent, listen to this now, that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church. When the angels saw the church, right, it says, church of God, the angels marvel at the music of thy song. Earth and hell in terror tremble as thy armies move along. When the angels saw the church, then they begin to understand the manifold wisdom of God. This is a glorious house. It's a glorious church. It's a wonderful salvation. So, according to this, what Christ died for. Make no mistake. Thank the Lord. According to the eternal purpose, and this kingdom shall last eternally. Praise God. Yes, said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Thank God for the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. According to the eternal purpose in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Now, for these things, Paul suffered tremendously. But Paul had a clear understanding. God gave him a clear vision. I'm trying to find words to express. If we could see inside the mind of the man, Paul said, none of these things move me. Neither count on my life, dear to myself, that I might finish my course with joy. So Paul says, wherefore desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. Thank the Lord. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Paul had a clear vision of what God wants to do in the lives of people. So, say, that, here it is, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened, listen to this word now, Lord help us, there's a lot to grasp and to gain, with might by his spirit in the inner man. This is for all the saints. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. This is the mystery. It is Christ in you, the Bible says, the hope of glory. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Thank God for that song says, love is our great salvation. Oh, love divine. Praise the Lord. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. He being rooted and grounded in love. Song says, he keepeth himself in the love of the Lord, that wicked one toucheth him not. Amen. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. The greatest treasure that any man, woman, boy can have is to have Jesus in all his fullness. When you have him like that, you are certainly rich. Okay. When we so get a hold of all of our God's love, in God's love, the Bible says one place that knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifies. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, now may be able to comprehend some things now. Something you can't get a hold of until you have the love of God shed abroad in your heart. What is the breadth and length and depth and height? And to know the love of Christ. When we know Christ's love like this, it will dry up problems in congregation. Issues, a lot of those things. When we so love God, fellowship, praise the Lord. Amen. The breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of God which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. It's a great salvation, isn't it? So there's something to get a hold of. And the Bible says that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. For us to fulfill God's purpose in our life, we're going to have to be diligent. Bible says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Right? So we don't have to fail if we're diligent. In school, there are people who thrive, but seem like they just don't have the, right? They try, can't they didn't try hard. But in Christ, it's not so. If you put an effort, praise God, you will have the reward. Because it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Thank the Lord. All right. So drop down now. So now that we see what the calling is, listen to the apostle. Chapter 4, verse 1 says, I therefore, now the prince of the Lord, beseech you It's the reason for this beseeching. There are many people with a good start in the faith, and somewhere down the line, they fizzle out. One of the biggest tests I think in my mind is time. You might run well for a while, but Lord help us. You have to hold the beginning of your confidence, the Bible says, steadfast to the end.
That's right.
Bible says that. Yeah. So it's a daily upkeep.
Joe Dog, I mean, you're on the board if I may, please. This is what I have observed. You know what this is? Thank the Lord. This is not the will of God. I think I read it in the Bible says this. You can lose the soul right here. Alright. So
beware of that experience. We have to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time to let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
Thank the Lord.
So you see why Paul is beseeching. I, therefore the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy. You know that we're going to have to be worthy. The Lord said, talk about those who are worthy of obtaining that word. The Lord said that. You're going to have to be worthy. Walk, in other words, live a worthy life. Day by day, the vocation worth your call with all lowliness. That doesn't come by pushing the button. You have to work on yourself to be lowly. Yeah, it takes some serious working. The Bible says all lowliness and meekness with long suffering, forbear one another in love. Lord help us. This will drop a whole lot of problems. It's gotten a little bit now. All right. The Bible says right here, verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Every one of us is given grace according to the measure. Christ gives to every one of us gift or gifts. Wherefore he says, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank the Lord. This gift, so we said we saw him operate right here in our midst, this meeting. I marvel at the messages. I felt like, in my mind, my picture that God was just like moving over the congregation. Because I see and I experience blessed song service, wonderful message, good response, see all that. It is a gift that God gives to every one of us. Every one of us. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and he gave a lot more. But for these gifts, it was for the perfecting of the saints. Yeah. And we must give them the more earnest seed, right? That's what God is doing. So God is definitely doing the work. Because God means for us to be perfected. It's a reason for that. For the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come. See? So there, the Bible talks about the increase of God. We must increase with the increase of God. You bring us all to a place. Till we all come. In the unity or the fellowship of the faith. Unto the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man. It's not a fly-by-night salvation. God has a definite purpose for every one of our lives. Amen. Yes. unto a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Bring us to a place. Praise the Lord. That we henceforth be no more children. I'm going to say right here, the devil is far more subtle than you think. The devil is far more subtle than you think, and God knows it. So God put these gifts in the body. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and care about every wind of doctrine. So I'm going to say it again, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the thing which you have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Thank the Lord. Okay, because there are those who are lying in wait to deceive. All right. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Now, verse 16 says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together. I think about the Solomon's temple, how every stone was just fit perfectly. That's a natural temple. God cannot do that. The Bible says we are fitly framed together. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light. This is what God will do. Fitly framed together. All right? And compacted by that which every joint supplies, that gift, give every one of us the measure of the grace. You supply something to the body. When you are walking in the perfect will of God, you are ministering unto the body. Yeah. And so, by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. God wants to work effectually in you and I, every one of us. Amen. God wants to work effectually in every one of us. Amen. Amen. And that maketh increase of, what a wonderful thing. Look at this. It's marvelous, isn't it? Yes. What a glorious institution. Yes. Maketh increase of the body to the edifying of itself in love. Praise God. Yes. All right. Let's go to the sister epistle in Colossians. Well, time's getting away from us. Bear with me, please. Chapter 1, here's Paul again. Verse 9 says, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, 1 verse 9, do not cease to pray for you. Paul did an awful lot of praying for a whole lot of people. Paul wrestled in prayer, holding on to God, that God would move and do some mighty works. And to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Lord, help us. In all wisdom. It says it takes an awful lot of wisdom. In all dealing with our fellow man, the children, congregation, we need a lot of wisdom. So, yes. And spiritual understanding. Why we don't need all this? Here it is. That ye might walk worthy. That's why. God is a holy God, isn't he? Yeah. And it says, be holy for I am holy. We need a lot of understanding. Wisdom, he said, to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. We have to hear the Lord say, well done. You don't know that? Yes. Well done. Mean I'm well pleased. But God is giving us the grace, but we must seek him diligently. He'll give the grace, but we must seek God with all of our hearts. Amen. It says that ye might walk where the Lord is all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might. I said, Lord, help us. All these things every year. I said, Lord, keep you on your knees, doesn't it? Unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Well, let's drop down now to see what we have to do. Okay, so it says now, 21 says, and ye that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, Yet now as he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, Christ reconciled us for this purpose, to present you. So this is Christ's work. He reconciled us in the body of his flesh through death to present us holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Can God do that? Can do it. Amen. Thank the Lord. How do they accomplish? Now here's the if now. If we continue in the faith. So we must continue in the faith. How? Grounded and settled. Be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard. Just preach to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made minister. For chapter 2 and verse 6 says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up, established in the faith, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So I want to exhort us tonight, saints, all of us, young people, newly saved, get a hold of God in a very serious way. Don't play with your salvation. Be very serious. There are people in this life who take some things very seriously. They study. Some people go to college. They don't play games. Some people do. Some don't. They set to work. They have a purpose. And I have some children are maybe marvel. This one child, she suddenly just started having But she couldn't be able to fail a test. Daddy pray for me. That I said, baby, go on. You ain't going to fail no test. Go on. As much as you study, you ain't going to fail no test. Some people take them things very seriously. How much more our salvation? There is nothing in this world that worth the losing of your soul. Nothing. Every sacrifice made is worth it. To draw close to the Lord. Sometimes you got to adjust your schedule, whatever it is, but by all means, I have to get a hold of God. Highest responsibility. Thank the Lord. But let's wind up. Go a little further. Okay. Back to chapter 1 of Colossians says, where I am made a minister according to the dispense, here it is, the dispensation of God to give me to me for you to fulfill the word of God. So God gave a great outpouring of anointing and power to accomplish these things that people might have a real and a full salvation. Okay. To whom God would make known some serious things to us, if I can say it that way. To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. This is for all saints. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Whom we preach, warning every man, Paul says, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we might present every man perfect in Christ. So this thing can be done. This is God's goodness, this is God's purpose. Paul says, whereunto I labor, striving according to the working which worketh in me mightily. For I would that you knew what great conflict, the apostle said. What is that? In my mind, I see Paul wrestling prayer, crying unto God that God would bless congregations. He wrote letters, he sent ministers, whatever it took, but Paul labored. I don't know how to put it together, but this is what we're after. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all, here's the riches, all riches of the full assurance of understanding. To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. There's a lot that God wants to reveal unto us. Young people, all of us. Think about David. What did David know that those other men didn't know? What David knew, it actually made him the real giant. But they didn't know it. But he was a real giant. The spiritual giant. See, what he knew of God made him a giant. Almost make him someone like almost out of this world. That little boy, or young lad, teenager, stood up to that big old giant there with a sling and fire and brought him down. It was in knowledge of God. Think about Joseph many times. To me, he was a marvel. Went down to Egypt as a slave, taken out of his good living conditions, put on there, bad situation, and he wasn't discouraged. He just got together and begin to serve God. Begin to please God. Begin to walk worthy, right? That young boy must have knew some serious thing in my mind about God. Yes. And that's what kept him. Yes. And made him stand out. Not only that, he was very encouraged. Yes. He, those around him, when he went to his side, he lifted him up. Yes. When he came to Pharaoh, he blew Pharaoh's mind. Yes. That was the power of God. So may the Lord help us. This is a great salvation. In this salvation, there is joy unspeakable and full of glory. God is giving unto us peace, passing, it says, all understand to keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God can give us all long suffering, it says, and patience with joyfulness. We are, with this understanding, the Bible says over here in Colossians 1 verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Over here someplace says, 2 verse 7 says, abounding therein with thanksgiving. This song says, do you feel the mighty living power filling all thy mortal frame, and does all thy heart forever pour streams of glory to his name? When we get this thing right, like we should be praising God all the day long. This is my story, somewhere says, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. May the Lord bless us. Sorry, I took up so long, but pray for me, please, that I stay in the way. Amen. Every one of us to seek God diligently. The Bible says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Pray for me, please.
Number 212.